I think about a lot, where did music come from in my life? And there's two really clear places. One is from my uncle, who unfortunately passed away and had a really complicated life, but he was a genius savant trumpet player. The most impactful moment, in some ways, of my entire life. I was 9 years old, and they went around the room at school to ask everybody to do an audition for like the moving up play to going to sixth grade. And for me, up to that point, like, there were moments where I had been picked on as a kid. I didn't really like know who I was or what was my thing. And I sang, and I could still feel it right now, like the energy in the room just connected, and everyone felt something, and I felt something from them. And it's the only thing I've ever done since that moment when I was 9 years old. I think the most unexpected challenge of music for me is not what I thought it would be. It's not the actual music itself, or writing songs, or producing music. It's how much I was going to change. Like, if I could go talk to the 9-year-old version of myself or 13-year-old version of myself, I don't think I would have been able to predict what was going to happen. I think the advice I would give is just remember that you love music and keep following it, but it's going to change. You'll perform, you'll write, you'll produce, you'll learn instruments from halfway across the world that you never understood, fall in love with them, change your mind, do something else. That the path of music and art is as non-linear as the creative path of discovering something through your subconscious and turning it into something meaningful. I'm consistently surprised by my ability to latch on to something and think that it's going to be the rest of my life, and then watch it change right before my eyes. Collaborating with other people and other artists is one of my favorite things to do. Some of the artists I've written with or produced for, and Aloe Black, who I work with a lot, had songs with Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, John Legend, Carly Rae Jepsen, who I'm sure you've all heard of before too. I think I want fans to feel like my music and our music and music with Evangelia, that it is something real that came from us. Something that just feels like very true and authentic, and that people can feel that we went into a deep place within ourselves in order to find something surprising. My creative process is a lot about going into subconscious places and then coming out into a conscious place. What I mean by that, specifically, I have a process where I'll wake up in the morning, meditate, and then I do something that I call a dig, which is very weird, and essentially is an improvisational movement between melodies and lyrics that will move from things that are as mundane as like, wow, I'm sitting here right now talking to Paul somewhere in Cyprus and thinking about my life, but how did I get here? How did I get here? How? So in starting with something simple, that's literally just like talking to the point where you can't think anymore, and something comes out like, how? That I can make a whole song out of. So I'll explore things subconsciously, then like grab the thing that's really inspiring, and now come out of that subconscious place, look at what I found, and carve it out. I remember when we wrote Pame Pame with Evangelia, it was like, Evangelia, I don't speak Greek. We need a really great Greek lyric that expresses what this like music sounds like right now. And it was, and she just like went off into a corner and she's like, Pame Pame. What about Pame Pame? And I was like, yes, let's run with that. And then once we had that, we're able to just like develop and build and build and paint and carve it all out. But I think the most important part for me, and the most exciting part, is to find things that are unexpected. Like even when we were playing the arrangement of Fotia here before, those last two chords that we found where it was just like an unexpected chord with a lot of tension, home. But we never would have thought of that. We had to find that. I think so it's a process of like discovery, and then obsessive, detail-oriented, unfortunate perfectionism. Learning Buzuki has been exhilarating, and I have a lot to learn. It's been really cool. I love the Buzuki. There's some type of like Greek Cypriotness inside of my heart, if you'll all take me. I think I want to be remembered for being a good person and kind, but creatively and artistically, that in some way I was a part of moving culture. I think about that a lot. That's one of my favorite parts about being able to be a part of Evagelio's world, is I can feel, even on a day like today, we're sitting here working with one of the most brilliant Buzuki players in the world, creating new sounds that none of us have really heard, and then translating that into recorded music that then will be played in clubs, at birthday parties and weddings and on the radio. And to be remembered as someone who challenged themselves to create things that pushed the line and moved culture.